I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Thank you all again so much for tuning into Been on Our Mind. It is greatly appreciated for all of your support and listening ears. The feedback that I've received so far has been absolutely wonderful, and I am so excited to have you all joining me on this journey of this podcast, which is exciting. I'm really looking forward to introduce to you our next guest, Mimica, who is a songwriter, a musician, and an overall inspiring human being. I hope that you enjoy our conversation and that you gain some little nuggets of gold. And yeah, grab a cup of tea and listen on in.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hi, Kristen.
How are you today?
I'm good. I'm good. How are you?
I'm pretty good. I'm so happy to have you with us today. It's really exciting.
I'm so happy to be here.
Yay. I only know a little bit about you because we secretly did an acting class together, not so secretly, but so that our listeners know our connection here. But yeah, I know that you have a lot of different moving parts going on in your life right now creatively, and I'm really curious to know about them. But before we start that, I'm curious as well to know what's been on your mind.
What's been on my mind? Whoa. A lot of things have been on my mind recently. I feel like we're in Toronto, both of us, like the GTA, right?
No, where are you? I'm in Northern Ontario.
Okay. So we're both in Ontario, and lockdown is finally starting to ease its way up a little bit. So
on my mind has been a lot of like, how do I keep myself safe and the people I love safe as we go back into the world? And I don't know, I feel like it's, we're kind of in uncharted waters again, as we have been the entire time. So that's been a big thing on my mind recently. And then I'm also graduating school. I just graduated in May and I'm finishing my classes this Sunday, actually. And so another big thing that's been on my mind is like transitioning from a student to a full-fledged adult in the professional world and reaching out to other people and seeing how they did that and bridged the gap and talking to people and learning about their experiences with that transition. That's been a big thing on my mind recently too.
Wow. Congratulations, like, to be done school. What did you study, by the way?
Thank you. I went to Berklee College of Music. I got a degree in songwriting, and then I did a lot of focus on music business as well.
That's so exciting. Where is that?
It's in Boston, but I've been online with them for the last couple of years.
Oh, okay, cool. So you've been doing it from home. That's really neat.
Yeah, it's really lovely because I get to stay close to home, home base, and have the freedom to take it with me wherever I go. So it's been really lovely.
That's wonderful. So I do know that you've recently released a new song.
Yes.
So I'm curious if you can talk to us a little bit about Rambling.
So Rambling is serving as chapter one of a bigger project that I have coming out over the next couple of months. And the song is basically written as a conversation or a phone call that you're having with somebody where you're kind of beating around the bush and rambling a lot. And then it gets to the point where you can't do that anymore. And you just spit out the truth and you say it, which comes in those lines in the post-chorus, which is maybe I wasn't meant for this or meant for love. I'm scared of us, like the notion of togetherness or a relationship. And that's kind of what the song is about. And it, I think that it serves as a really good opener for the rest of the chapters and what's to come. And that's always something that's super important to me is storytelling and creating an experience with what I do. And so that was why I thought Rambling needed to come up first.
Cool. It's a good place to start, like you said, especially because as you're talking, I'm like, oh, that sentiment is fairly relatable. And I think that a lot of people will just be like, yep, I get that feeling. I'm curious about like your story as to like what brought you to songwriting and music.
Yeah. So I always say the thing that started me out was writing, just writing little scripts and little stories and things like that. When I was a kid, it was all I used to do. And I read so much. I read Percy Jackson books were like my favorite. I was a Percy Jackson kid all growing up. And I also at the same time had this huge love for music and performing. And I went through all the different arts. I was dancing, I was singing, I was playing piano a little bit as a kid. But it really took off in my mind at like 12 or 13. I started meshing writing and music and I started songwriting. And I was really lucky along the way to have teachers and people who supported me and gave me space for my creativity and built it up and built up my confidence over the years. And it just kind of flourished from there.
That's exciting. And it touches base on one of the questions that I had written down because I wanted to know if you write your own songs. And it seems like you do.
I do. I write everything. I always, something I've learned in the last couple of years is that music is hugely collaborative. And when I was young, I used to write every song alone in my basement or in my bedroom, me on the piano. And then I would take it to whoever I was working with and we would like produce it and build it from there. And I was like, okay, that's the collaborative part of song, of like music is the production aspect of it. And as I got older, I realized, oh my God, there's so much more to it than that. You can have people helping you from the very seed of an idea. You can help other people with their like tiny little fragment and you guys can build these huge stories together, which I just absolutely fell in love with the collaborative process of it. And so I still write a lot of stuff on my own, but I really love having other people's minds to bounce things off of and like involving other people in the creative process. I think music is supposed to be something that connects you to other human beings. And so if you write it, like while you're connecting with other human beings, I think it'll serve its purpose even more.
I love that so much. Mm-hmm. Do you have a band then like that works with you consistently, or are you open to more just like working with various people from all over the place?
So I don't have a band yet. I would love to have a live band. And I think as we get back into doing shows and performing, that'll be something that will be at the forefront of my mind and on my list to start actually working with a band, because I just feel like that would be so much fun. Right now, I have a group of songwriters and producers who I work with, who I absolutely adore, and we're just such good friends. And so making music together just feels really natural and really easy when I'm with them. And we all push each other creatively, which is something also that I really look for in collaborators. And then I actually started working with a new producer at the start of this year who produced Rambling and some of the next songs that I have coming out. And we met on TikTok, which is so fun. It's so cool. So literally, I was on my TikTok scrolling, and this TikTok pops up, and it's this producer being like, hey, indie musicians, drop your links. I'd love to work with you. And I was like, this guy seems cool. Let me, just leave a little comment, see what happens. And then we ended up connecting on Instagram, got on a Zoom call, and the rest is history. We made I don't even know how many songs we made together. I was basically writing all of January and February for the new project that I have coming out. And so we wrote a whole bunch of songs together, and Rambling is the first one that came out.
That's so cool. Mm-hmm. Wow. I love that. You just like the power of technology and these social media connections that are just like blowing the world up in a good way.
Exactly. And the nice thing about music and the technological advancements is that we can do literally everything without being in the same room together. Rambling, I was not in the room with another human the entire time.
Wow.
With everyone that I worked with. So and then you get the final product back you get the final product back and you're like, oh my gosh, this is kind of crazy. And then you watch the music video and you're like, whoa, we made this music video to a song that I like made in my basement with people on the internet. And
I love it.
It's so fun. Yeah, I love being in music and all the different people you meet. And there's like no barriers to creativity now because everyone can be on the internet.
Yeah.
Well, mostly so everyone. True. I know that some people can't, but mostly everyone.
Yeah. You kind of touched base on the music production aspect of it, but I'm curious more about like that deeper process and what that's been like for you.
Mm-hmm. So typically all of my songs start with me sitting at my piano and writing and coming up with the chords. And then I'll just talk in the case of Rambling it's different every time. They can always take different forms, but I'll just talk in the case of Rambling. I started with the piano, wrote the song and showed it to the producer this is the one that I met on TikTok. His name is Zeph and he's awesome. I showed it to him. He loved it. And we talked about which direction we wanted it to go, what kind of emotion and vibes we wanted it to have. And then we worked on it literally on a Zoom call. He was doing the production. I was writing the second verse and kind of built it up from there. And then we went back and forth with different notes and got more specific on, okay, we want the guitar to do this at this point. We want the drums to do this at this point. But I find that it usually works well when you start with the overall emotion and meaning that you want the song to have, and then you hone in on your ideas and get more specific as you go on.
Cool. I like that. And as you mentioned, like the thing about the emotion, it just kind of reminded me back to our acting classes. Mm-hmm. And how you have to have that seed thought to then bring forward that produced piece.
Exactly.
That's really cool. So I do know that you were working this weekend recording a new music video.
I was.
Are you allowed to speak about that one for us?
Yeah, why not? Why not? We spent 3 days recording filming. I still have to get those. I'm always used to saying recording. We filmed 2 music videos in 3 days.
Oh, wow.
And it was such a great weekend. It was a little bit of a marathon, but it was amazing. And we basically did Friday night, all day Saturday, and then more than half of Sunday. And I'm really lucky. I get to make music videos with some of my favorite people in the world. One of the directors is a childhood friend of mine who we literally like grew up together. And then his best friend, who like we've all kind of run in the same circle like our whole lives, they came to me about 2 years ago and they were like, Amy, we want to start a production company. Would you let us make a music video with you? And I was like, of course we can make a music video together. So that's how our relationship kind of started with the music videos. And then we've done everything together since then. All my videos that are out and are coming out are all with them. So it's always really nice to get to work with people that you know and people that you love and you have such a good creative connection with.
I love that so much. So What's the name of these 2 videos for the songs?
I can tell you the first one because it's coming out in July. So it's called Band-Aid, and yeah, it's coming out in July. And the song is about like self-reflection and just kind of journeys and struggles with emotion and your mental health and how you can try so many different things and it might not always work. And it's very difficult to kind of find something that I'm not explaining it right. I think the way that Band-Aid came to conceptualization for me was I would see people saying like, oh, meditation, you know, it totally helped me. It like fixed everything, not fixed everything. That's not the right word, but meditation totally helped me. And someone else would be like, oh, exercise is the thing that totally helped me. And everyone has this thing that works for them. And I was going through a period where I was trying all these different things to try and get something that would work. And nothing felt like it was actually doing the job and fixing things. And then I realized, okay, there is no like catch-all. There's no quick fix. There's no Band-Aid. You have to actively work at these things and you have to put your time and put your energy into them in order to see results and to feel better. And that's kind of what Band-Aid is about.
Cool. I love that. I think that's really important because it's true. There is no one quick fix for everybody. Everybody's so different. Everybody has such different traumas and mental health issues that there's no way that one thing can be the bucket for everyone.
Exactly.
So I'm curious to know, how has music helped you throughout your life in terms of your mental health journey?
Oh my God, it's been everything. It's been absolutely everything for me. Every time that I am dealing with something in my life, the constant thing that helps me is just going to the piano and sitting down. And sometimes you don't even know the full extent of what you're feeling until like you sit down and just let it come out naturally. And I feel like that's what happens with the piano. It's very cathartic for me. When I don't know, sometimes you just feel heavy or you feel like that pressure in your chest, and I'd sit down at the piano and just kind of let it go naturally. And once I finished writing or finished singing, I would read it and be like, oh, okay, that's what I'm feeling. That's what's actually going on. Cool. And then, you know, and you can move on from there and make your next steps from there. But music, it's been a creative outlet. It's been an emotional outlet. It's helped me create bonds with people that I never would have met without music. It's everything.
I love that. Thank you so much for sharing.
Of course.
You mentioned that you play the piano, but I'm curious, do you play any other instruments at all?
I play a little bit of guitar. And I say a little bit because it's truly a little. The ukulele, and I played the flute in high school.
Oh, that's so fun.
Yeah, the flute, it was so fun. But you know what though? And I don't know if this was just
my school's flutes or what the deal was. But every time I would finish class and take, like, bring the flute down, it would always be like gray or a weird color under my lip. And I don't know if that's a normal thing that happens with flutes or not, but that was always my experience.
Interesting. So you cut out there a little bit, so I'm just going to repeat it. But you, every time you would take the flute out of your mouth, it would end up gray.
Is so like, so basically like the way you hold the flute and people aren't going to be able to see. Yeah. So I'm going to describe this best I can. So you hold the flute sideways and it rests under your upper lip and you blow the air into it. And after like an hour, 2 hours of playing, I would put the flute down and there it would be like a weird color under my lip. And I don't know. I never asked. I just was like, okay, and just accepted it. But as I got older, I was like, is that supposed to happen? What was the deal with that?
That's so intriguing.
Yeah.
Maybe they were just like really old flutes.
Maybe.
And like the particles were like flaking off.
Yeah, something like that.
I'm curious as well about the genre of your music that you play. Like, can you describe it for us? And
definitely. I'm 100% in the pop world. I love artists like Julia Michaels and Sasha Sloan. And I think that style of honesty and authenticity, I hope anyways, it comes through in my own writing because that's always something that I've strived for. I also have been told that, and this is going to make like no sense if you actually listen to my music, but country writing, like the way that songwriters write country songs, there's a lot of detail in it, there's a lot of specifics in it, and there's a lot of story to it. Mm-hmm. And so that's also something that is common throughout my own writing, but it doesn't sound country at all. It's definitely pop in the pop world.
Okay, so it's like pop with storytelling.
Yeah.
Cool. So you did mention a couple of your inspirations in there, but I'm curious to know as well, like, who have been your biggest inspirations throughout life in terms of your music and creativity?
I feel like I have always loved Barbra Streisand, her movies and her voice and just her in general. I've always loved her and she's been a huge inspiration for me, even just with like visuals and, you know, having cool colors in your outfits and pushing what you can in terms of these huge visual experiences. It's something that I haven't played up to the extent that I want yet, but something that's always on my mind and definitely on my radar. I actually, every time we do a project and we make a Pinterest board for it, I always put a picture of Barbra Streisand just because, you know, I have to. And then I, like I said, I love Julia Michaels. I think her writing is so smart and so witty. And she just has this amazing way of writing songs that maybe you've never, like, you've looked at the picture before, but never from that angle. That's the best way I think I can describe her writing. So those have been huge for me.
Cool. Mm-hmm. I like that. So did you like spend your childhood listening to them growing up, or what kind of genres of music did you listen to growing up?
I listened predominantly to Britney Spears growing up.
Yes, free Britney.
Yes. I love Britney. She was everything. Like the first time I saw the Oops, I Did It Again video, I like spent hours and hours learning the choreography and dancing it around my house. I was like, this is the coolest human being I've ever seen in my life. How do I be like her forever? I was obsessed. I listened to a lot of Justin Timberlake. Celine Dion was also huge in my house. She was actually the first concert I ever saw. Celine Dion. Cool. Listened to a lot of that. And then Queen. I listened to a lot of Queen growing up.
Nice. Yeah. Nice. Queen's great. Mm-hmm. Did you know that Britney's speaking in court tomorrow?
Tomorrow?
For her court case. Yeah. It's going to be past date as we post this, but on June 23rd, she's actually appearing in court and speaking truth to
power
for herself, which is huge.
That's huge. I had no idea. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So sending her all of our love because she needs it. Mm-hmm. Because she is a queen. Yes. She's a queen. And I love that she's
so much love and respect one of your for biggest, her.
Oh yeah. Same. Like, and I love that she was like one of your biggest like inspirations too. But that Oops, I Did It Again video is so classic. Mm-hmm. I'm curious because like, I know how old I am, but I'm wondering how old are you?
I'm 21. 21.
Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. So when that came out, you were like so much younger than I am.
Oh yeah. It's like a baby. When did that come out? Let me check.
I don't even know. I feel like I was like 12 because I'm 32. So, but I'm not, I have no idea.
Not 2000. So I definitely saw it after the fact because okay. I would have been one. but yeah, like when I was old enough, you know, because even the, like Hit Me Baby One More Time, you know, I would have been like a fresh baby. But yeah, as I grew up and I was old enough to start watching those things. That's when Britney came into my life and never left.
I love that. It's so influential.
I even dyed my hair. Do you remember when she did the blue, like dip dye?
Oh God.
Do you remember when that was a thing? And she had like just the bottom half of her hair dyed blue.
I can't fully.
So I was in like the eighth grade and Britney Spears did that. And I was like, oh my gosh, nothing cooler has ever been done. Mom, please, may I? And I told her it would just be for Halloween. And after, like, I realized after the fact that people had been doing it with Kool-Aid, like just dyeing their hair with the Kool-Aid packets. I didn't know this at the time. So I went to the hair salon and they bleached my hair and dyed it blue. And then I kept it for like 6 or 7 months and the color completely faded and it was just silver. And it was such an experience. But I did it for Britney, so I have no regrets.
I love that. Yeah. Was it just the tips
too? It was like just here down, like half of my
from your shoulders
half of
down.
My head down. Yeah. And then I ended up having to cut it all off because it was obviously like dead. But yeah, like I said, no regrets.
That's okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No. Why would you regret that anyways? Like it's a part of your creative journey.
100%. Oh, man.
How old were you when you started playing music?
When I started playing, I was probably like around 12. And I had been in music lessons when I was really, really young. And my parents had tried to put me in piano and stuff. And I just, you know, I was like 6 or 7. I was like, I don't want to practice my piano. I want to play outside and cause trouble. So I like didn't gravitate towards it at all. And then when I started writing songs, when I was older, I didn't know how to play anything. So my mom was like, okay, let's put you in piano again. And I got there and I didn't want to play the sheet music again. I didn't want to do it. And I was just like, hi, I was talking to my teacher and I was like, I wrote this song and you please teach me how to play the piano to it. And this teacher, I can't remember his name, but he was so amazing. He was like, you know what, yeah, this is what you need. Because I was coming in every week with a new little like fragment of a song and I was like, please, mm-hmm. please just show me how to play this. And so he was like, you know what, this is what we're gonna do. I'm gonna teach you chords. I'm gonna teach you how to figure out chords for your own songs, because this is what you need and this is what's going to help you. And so I got that kind of education at like 12 and 13. And that was like what I used for years and years and years were the skills that he taught me. And then I got to Berkeley and they obviously filled in the gaps quite a bit. I got a lot more theory, but yeah, I was really, really lucky that that teacher looked at me and was like, yeah, we're gonna change this up a little bit. We'll give you the chords and you'll be off to the races.
Yeah, I love that. I love that he just like created such a supportive environment for you in order to explore your creativity and wasn't just like, yeah, no, you have to stick with the sheet music, and like just like nurtured you so much.
Yeah, that's I was so beautiful. Lucky, honestly. The music school that I went to as a kid and a teenager was so amazing. I was so lucky. They were very current with the times and they realized that people needed to be able to write their own songs and kids needed support with songwriting and artistry. And so I went from that one teacher who was teaching me chords to another teacher who was also supporting me and giving me chords. And I remember talking with the owner of the studio with my mom and being like, hey, I want to make music. I want to make my own songs and this and that. And one of the other teachers had just graduated from a music production program in Toronto. And so I started working with him, and that was the first time I had ever worked with a producer. And I would, same thing, I would just go in with my songs, my little songs every week, and would learn what it was like to work with a producer and how to make songs and make music. And it completely just grew my confidence and gave me a space to create without worrying about failing or worrying about expectations or judgment or anything. And it was just so supportive, and I'm so grateful for that. I think it was everything for me at that age.
Yeah. So that was your elementary school?
That was, no, that was like a little music school in my town.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. That you were doing like as an extracurricular outside of regular school.
Exactly.
Okay. That's really neat. I love that. That's, I'm like, I have no words.
Yeah.
Because I'm like blown away with how like such a supportive, like creative, collaborative environment where it's,
I honestly have so much love and respect for teachers in general who see what their kids need and make good choices to support them and help them be creative. It was so amazing. And I always say, like, that's where, if that hadn't happened for me, I don't know where I'd be right now or what I'd be doing right now.
Yeah, no, it's like you mentioned that space in order to like, when teachers see something in a kid and they're just like, you know what? We need to nurture that. Like, that is so important because it plays on that individual's strengths. Like, you have a gift. You have a gift, and they saw it. And it's so beautiful that like your story is unfolding like that. And you're still so young, and you have so much life ahead of you. And like, you're going to make so many different waves. And like with your current, chapter one that just recently came out with Rambling, and then your new music videos that you were working on this weekend, and the next chapters that are going to be coming out as well. Like, I'm really excited for that. And I'm curious as well, like, are there any other current projects that you're working on?
So I write for other artists as well. And okay. A friend of mine, a kid named Rufus, put out a song just a couple weeks ago that we wrote together. And so he has his own project that he's working on, which I'm super excited for. So I do, that's my other kind of main thing, writing for other artists and writing with other artists. Like I said, writing is everything for me. And so if I can help other people tell their stories and become confident and write what they want to write and say what they want to say and help be a vessel for that, that's all I ever want to do.
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. What do you hope that your music helps others connect to or like receive from it?
One thing that I've tried to be very conscious about in my music is if you listen to the lyrics, they have like intent and emotion behind them. Even though the first time you listen to the song, it might just sound like a happy song or like a pop song. And it's bundled that way for a reason, because I personally think that that's how I present myself to the world, as like, you know, things look happy and bright and colorful, which they totally are. But there's also more going on. And I think that is the same for everybody. There's so much more going on than what you see the first time you talk to somebody or the first time you look at somebody. And so that's what I hope people take away from and connect with my music.
I love that, because it's true. There's the joy and the grief, the difficulties. Like, we're human beings and we have so many different emotions, and I absolutely adore how music has been such a saving grace essentially throughout your life, and has been for so many other people. And that your intention is to also create that connecting piece for others as well through your music. I think that's really incredible.
Thank you.
We are coming closer to the end, so I am curious,
about what does joy mean to you?
Wow, what a good question. Joy to me, I think joy to me means being able to be creative and fully expressive with no reservations and without holding anything back and creating that environment, not only for myself, but for other people too, I think is so important. Joy looks like spending time with my family and being with my siblings and with my dog. And, you know, it's so important. It's taking time to be grateful for everything that's around you. And that's something that I've learned, I think, recently in the last, obviously, like, I think everyone's learned so much in the last year, but definitely for me, it's like taking the time to breathe and just look at what's right in front of you and finding the joy in that, because there is joy to be found there. There's joy to be found in everything. You just have to look for it. And that's another thing that takes time and effort and energy and practice, but it's so worth it.
I love that. I love everything that you mentioned, and I'm so grateful that I was able to have this conversation with you today to get to know you a little bit better and get to know the inspirations behind your music and the storytelling aspect of your music and all that fun stuff.
Is there anything else that
you want to share with us before we go?
I just want to say thank you for having me and thank you for talking with me. Your questions were so meaningful and insightful, and I love that.
Yay! It's been so nice having you here. I'm just really honored, and I look forward to watching you flourish on your journey and to see where your music takes you and all your creative projects. I'm really excited to see your new music videos coming out soon.
Yay!
And yeah, everybody, if you haven't listened to it, go check out Rambling on Spotify and or any other streaming services available.
Mm-hmm.
And as always, if you like this podcast, please like us, follow us, subscribe wherever you listen to your podcast. And if you really, really, really like us, please become a Patreon member, because that would just mean a lot to me.
Do it.
Thank you all again. And we'll talk to you soon.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt. So throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.